This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. A couple of weeks ago on this show, we told you about some of the funding and resources available for mass shooting victims to help with their short-term recovery. That was before yet another mass shooting in this country, this time in a Florida high school. With each one, like in a Texas church last November, the Las Vegas concert last October, a new community has to learn to live with what's happened there. Today, we consider what life and work is like 5 or even 10 years after surviving a high-profile shooting. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson talked with two of those survivors, and a warning for those listening, these stories may be upsetting.
It's been a while now since Susan Helper has told the story of that Friday afternoon back in 2003 when she was shot in her office at Case Western Reserve University.
I looked up and I saw 5 feet away this shooter with an assault rifle aiming at me. It was like he was operating a garden hose. He was just so calm as he did this.
Susan's an economics professor. It was the end of the school year, pretty quiet on campus. The shooter was a graduate of the school, but Susan didn't know him. He just saw her and fired right as she shut her office door. That likely saved her.
The bullet came through the door and then hit me in the chest and bounced onto my arm. And then I spent the next 4 hours or so in my closet.
Until the police could arrest the shooter and escort her out. The bullet hit bone. It left a big bruise and a scar, but Susan was lucky, if that's the right word.
It took a couple weeks for the physical injury to go away. I wasn't prepared for how long it would take for the diminishing of the mental issues.
After the euphoria of surviving wore off, she says this fog set in. She was anxious and irritable. It was hard to plan even basic things. She didn't go to work much that summer.
I did teach my classes in the fall. It was still difficult to kind of concentrate on research or writing a long paper.
Research is a really important part of her job, but Susan says she wasn't able to publish for about 3 years after the shooting.
There was a kind of research that I was maybe more of a pioneer of and kind of lost that lead. Certainly some projects that were no longer timely, and so I kind of dropped them.
Now, Susan's still a really successful professor, and she even thinks the shooting made her a better, more empathetic teacher. Even so, 15 years later, the sound of gunshots or loud noises still makes her feel personally at risk in a way she knows isn't rational. She goes to Canada every 4th of July to avoid fireworks.
And then when I read about mass shootings, which seems to happen pretty frequently, again, I feel personally in danger, maybe in a way that I wouldn't have.
That's a feeling many survivors echo, including Manira Gravelli, who survived the shooting in an Aurora, Colorado movie theater back in 2012. She talked about her experience over Skype. It was a midnight showing of a Batman movie, and Manira went with some of her coworkers, including Jesse Childress. He died while shielding her.
We had to leave him in the theater. He was shot and he was on the ground.
Manira had met Jesse at work just a month earlier. She works in IT for the U.S. Air Force, and they got along really well, had a lot of the same interests, like anime and superhero movies. Still, she says she didn't really know him well.
And that's the part that it bothered me for the longest time. It seemed really weird to miss him that much.
Manira was stationed in Colorado for 3 years, and she says she didn't realize how much she wanted to leave until she was finally transferred to a new job in California. She's still with the Air Force, still really loves the work, she's good at it. But she says the shooting's always present. Sometimes the thought of Jesse will flash through her head and she'll start tearing up.
The Air Force facility I work on tests a lot of aircraft. And, you know, when they take off or land or break the sound barrier, you get a nice big boom and it shakes all the buildings. And that is unsettling.
And even 5.5 years later, she says she's still a little paranoid. Like, she won't leave sharp objects out in the house in case someone were to break in. She knows it's illogical, but she does it anyway. She doesn't like to tell people, even coworkers, where she lives.
I'm not really sure why either. It's not like I suspect everybody of being a potential shooter. But now I don't know. It's like I don't want to give anybody a chance to be that either.
At some point, Manira realized she's not really going to get over the shooting, so she had to find a place to put it in order to control how much it affects her.
It's okay if you're still a little messed up forever by what happened. You still have your life. You can still find a way to live it happily. It's just going to be different from before.
The shooting, it's a part of her now. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.